Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
J.J. McCarthy lobs it wide open, caught at the 10, 5, touchdown, Colston Loveland, 45 yards.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Gus Johnson, with the call on Fox Sports for this past college football season. J.J. McCarthy in Michigan winning the national championship. Probably going to hear J.J., no matter what you think, the person watching this, listening to this, no matter what you think about J.J. McCarthy, looks like he's going to go very, very early Thursday night in the NFL draft. Ken and I will talk about that in a second. Matt Moore will join us in 20 minutes, giving us bets for the NBA playoffs, all of our bets for the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball slate tonight. Coming up next hour, the final hour, the power hour of the show. We touched on this in the first hour, Ken, and we're seeing movement now at our show sponsor, BetMGM, also as it regards the second and third overall pick markets in the NFL draft. So just to say this, like Caleb Williams is going to go first. He is a massive favorite and has been for a long time. So the draft really does start at number two. And just in the last little bit, Jaden Daniels, Ken, has been bet out a little bit more to be the second overall pick at BetMGM. Daniels now minus 600 to go second overall. Drake May is the second choice, May plus 450. J.J. McCarthy 11-1 to go second. And at BetMGM, and I'm guessing other domestic sports books as well, the third overall pick price is starting to shorten. Drake May now down to minus 300 at BetMGM. J.J. McCarthy plus 200 now to be the third overall pick. And we touched on this last hour that that McCarthy had gotten blasted, right? And I hope I'm using, like, that blasted is an appropriate word to use. That McCarthy had been bet to be the third overall pick in the draft, which I think kind of presents us with some interesting scenarios if, Ken, we want to operate under the theory that McCarthy might just be the third overall pick of the New England Patriots tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, you know, just start really bare bones. I don't know anything for sure, and I don't think you do either. We just have guesses and rumors and innuendo and DMs from people and all this kind
Scuttlebutt.
Of stuff. None of us have the goods yet. And I think Anthony did a good job detailing even this kind of a market for the second over. You might be like, wow, Daniel's a big favorite. Like, it must be done. Be like, if it was done, man, you wouldn't be able to bet it. Like, it's just, if it was, and it doesn't mean that that, you know, like the Bob Myers conglomerate hasn't decided, just that it hasn't gotten out yet, I think would be the right way to put it. Because if it had gotten out already, I don't think this would be the price. So it's, he referred to it as kind of, it's an unknown still. And as long as, to paraphrase him, as long as it's an unknown, as long as this isn't minus 10,000 and we're getting real close, we're 26 hours, 27 hours away, I want to guess that it really is unknown. And okay, that means that it can be Jaden Daniels, and it can still also be other people. And the closer that we get to that, that's how Anthony is choosing to bet the second overall pick. And that's a strategy that we talked about at the start of the week. If you want to deviate from the consensus, what happens? And yeah, look, there was some movement on J.J. McCarthy to go third, and his under 5.5 got bet. And the way this stuff will work, and I think this is important too, because I think it can be really tough, right? Like if you're a casual bettor or you've only been betting for a little bit and you don't bet the draft, especially, you try to follow this stuff, it can be very confusing when people try to reference price points and where what they bet stuff at and how things have moved, because you might be looking at your particular sports book and being like, well, that didn't happen. I don't have that here. Or, you know, that price is different than what you're saying. And usually what ends up happening, especially now that like certain offshores open with, it's not a high, like, look, you can bet, you know, infinity dollars on the Super Bowl. if you can bet $500 or $1,000 in one place in one pop on the NFL draft, it's a great day. Like, it's, you know, it's just not the same thing. And it doesn't take much to move this. Like, I mean, you could pick a market right now, and I'm telling you, I could move it like 25, 30 cents. I could click a button right now. I could just do it. Like, I did it earlier today. This is not about me. It's just like, it's easy to do. It doesn't take a lot in order to make that happen. And so there was a lot of interest in McCarthy's under 5.5, which got bet, I think, all the way up to about minus 240, minus 250 at a couple offshores. And in tandem with that, because it's betting the same information, maybe that he's a little more likely to go third. People were also betting the no on Daniels in May to go third, and then subsequently betting the yes on McCarthy a little bit in other places. So it's all rooted in the same thing, which is a trickle of information. I heard from a guy who heard from a guy who blank. And that's how almost all this stuff happens, like at this point. And that got bet. And usually what happens is one of two things. People who got into that first. So think about it. If you bet JJ McCarthy under 5.5 minus 120 or something like that, some really, like, a bet that has aged really well at a certain offshores price wise, part of the movement back on that is going to be you just being like, well, I could just bet the over now and I win. That's called arbing or arbitrage betting, which is you end up betting both sides, you just win no matter what happens. So you'd bet minus 120 and plus 180. And obviously those two prices overlap in a lot of ways. And so that's where the profit comes from. And look, it's not for a lot, but I think anytime you have these huge price swings on this stuff, some of the buyback is going to be that. And, you know, just like a crypto, whatever, right? Like you buy and you hold and you get a price spike, and sometimes you'll get the dip, and the dip is actually just people selling because they made a lot of money on the price spike, and then maybe it'll go back up again. This happens all the time in markets. So, that happened. McCarthy got out to a big price. It's come back down a little bit, at like sort of like the market making places, I guess I was how I would describe them for the draft, just that who takes the most, who lets you rebet. McCarthy under 5.5, about minus 210, minus 200 at those places. So that has moved. Him to be the third overall pick actually just got pulled in one place again. And this happens periodically because, like, a book just doesn't, they want to, you want to make sure, like, is it known? Are we dealing something that everybody actually knows the answer to? Let's just make sure that's true, and then we'll put it back up again. And that's been happening a lot today with that, the second and third overall pick. So interest in McCarthy, interest in his under. We can play out the scenarios now of, like, well, if that happens, and it's no guarantee that it's going to happen, but if it does, what else happens when that happens? And who makes certain picks? I think that stuff's interesting, too.
Nick and Ken here on You Better, You Bet Talk in the NFL Draft. So Caleb Williams is going to be the first overall pick. Just for this exercise, we will operate under the supposition that Jaden Daniels is the second overall pick. Big favorite to go to Washington. Not definite that it's going to happen, but I mean, how many people have we had come on the show? Herman Edwards, Ron Rivera, Brian Baldinger, Brian Kelly said it to the NFL Network that they expect Jaden Daniels to go to the Washington Commanders. Now, I will say, and we were talking about this off-air in the break just now, there is a lot of smoke, which leads me to believe that there is some fire that Daniels would prefer to not play in Washington, which I think has everything to do with geography and, like, nothing to do with the Commanders. That is my read on the situation. So I do believe that. People that are saying it, I think it's true. But if you're Washington with, like, a new owner and a new GM and a new head coach, like, you're not letting, like Jaden Daniels dictate this to you. Like, you're going to take Jaden Daniels second overall. So just want to say that, like, I do believe that that stuff is true. I also think Washington, if Washington wants Jaden Daniels, will take Jaden Daniels. So let's say Caleb goes one, Daniels goes two, and J.J. McCarthy goes three to the New England Patriots, where, remember, like, Nepo baby Jonathan Kraft is going to be involved in the decision-making. That has been widely reported by respected NFL insiders that it's not just like the new personnel staff in New England led by Ron Wolf's son, Elliot, making the call. Jonathan Kraft is going to be involved also, Robert Kraft's son. So J.J. McCarthy, let's say he's the third overall pick. Let's play this out, Ken. Arizona on the clock at four. Drake May available for the Giants or Vikings to go up. What's your best guess as to what would happen now at the fourth overall pick, and we can go to five and six in a minute?
Yeah, I mean, I think the little that we know about Arizona, because they haven't drafted for that long with this regime, but they enjoyed themselves a good trade, and now you would think the phone would be ringing loudly, The phone doesn't ring loudly, I guess, if more people are calling, but you get the idea. They'd be fielding a lot of
phone
calls.
They pump up the volume so they don't miss
it. Yeah, or there's like a secret red phone that the Vikings have to get in touch with them because they have the most to offer. It's like the red Viking phone. It's got like horns on the receiver.
It's called the Mike Tice phone, and they have the volume up at they have the volume up at 10 because they missed a pick when Mike Tice was the head coach. Right. So it's like an alarm as opposed to a phone.
Never again. Never again. They got that same sign up that they had in the Bear season two. What was it, like every second counts or something? They got
that same sign up
on the restaurant, right? So you know, just put yourself in Arizona's position. Like, play this out. We'll get it. We'll do like play the role of the GM and act like how you think they've acted previously and how you think they'll act, not how you would act. They like trading. Now there's going to be a lot of interest in that pick to take Drake May before anybody else takes Drake May because he's probably a pretty desirable quarterback prospect. It's tough to just stay and pick a receiver when that's true, when you could gain so much by trading, right? So they could stay and pick a receiver. They could pick Marvin Harrison Jr. They could pick Malik Nabers. But you would increase, obviously, if you're doing like a pie chart, you would increase whatever the percentages of not keeping the pick based on McCarthy going third, because I think you would have multiple teams interested in Drake May, or you would at least keep it the same. Maybe there's as much interest in Drake May as there was in J.J. McCarthy. Maybe there's more. It's hard to believe there'd be less, I guess, would just be the way to put it. So they probably... My best guess would be like greater than 50% they trade it. If they stuck, they pick a receiver. I think everybody kind of thinks that's where that's going if they stay, but we don't know if they're going to stay. And this is part of what makes this so fun, by the way. Like, if and I'll only do this once, like, it's easy to be like, well, I like this pick and this price or whatever, and it's pick 4, 5, 6, 7. Like, the Cardinals don't even know who's going third. So, like, the idea that we know what they're doing at 4 when no one knows what's happening at 3, like, there's a domino effect to all of it. Right, or 2, to be fair. Totally agree. Like, that's part of which is, like, there's no certainty in this stuff, guys. Like, even if you hear that a team loves a player, that team may be blown away by who is actually available when they pick, and it's not somebody they expect. The Bears at 9 would be a really good example of that, where it's like, well, it could be they take this defensive player, or, like, Roma Dunze somehow gets to them. And, like, what are we going to do then? Or they could trade up a spot or 2 spots and get them. Well, we didn't think we could do that. So even though the info that we leaked is reputable, the circumstances have changed. That's going to happen all the time. On the one hand, it's what makes talking about this fun. On the other hand, I think it's what makes betting it very, very difficult.
Indeed, which is why I just like try to get some big prices on some stuff. And maybe that's what we can
small
do here,
bets,
right?
Big prices. Like, uncertainty on stuff where there's no confirmation yet. I think Anthony had it right, honestly. Maybe that's one of the reasons he's not worried at all, is like, look, I'm swinging for the fences on a bunch of this stuff, and it's small amounts to win big amounts, and if I hit a couple, it's a great night, and I win, and I don't have to hit everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
My sense, if it plays out like this, and you know, Fox Sports NFL insider Jay Glazer, and My apologies for not offering the proper attribution. I don't have it up on my Twitter timeline right now, and we're doing a live show. But Jay Glazer was on a radio station in Los Angeles this afternoon and said that he doesn't think that it's going to go QB, 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 QB in the NFL draft. Jay Glazer is basically never wrong. He doesn't report with the same frequency as like Rappaport or Schefter, but Glazer's basically never wrong. I'm not saying that he's definitely right about this, just that that's probably a pretty informed take. This is something I would consider. If Glazer says something, I think like it's probably more likely to happen than if someone else says it, just being candid about that. Now, with that being said, if we get through picks 1 through 3, and it's Caleb Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, we know Minnesota wants a quarterback, and I have heard enough from people I respect that the Giants are interested in Drake May also. So you'd have Minnesota and the Giants potentially interested. Ken talking about the Cardinals liking to trade down. I think those are your two most likely like trade partners, the Giants and the Vikings. Now, if we're going to play this out, and Ken's telling you, and I think he's right, if Arizona stands pat at 4, take the receiver of their choice, right? Maybe it's Harrison, maybe it's Neighbors, probably not Adunze, but whatever. So if you're Arizona and you want to make sure you can get one of those guys, look, like maybe you trade back to 11 with Minnesota and then swing some sort of complicated like trade back up to take
slingshot
a receiver. But wouldn't it make more sense if like the offers are similar just to trade with the Giants, just to move back to 6, like you guarantee yourself like one of like the two receivers that you like. Like, you get, like, Neighbors or Harrison, and by all accounts, the Cardinals love both of them. So I think my best guess would be Drake May with the 4th pick, and we do see the 4 quarterbacks go, Ken, 1 through 4. So if I'm building an exacta right now, assuming McCarthy goes 3, I got Drake May going 4th overall to a non-Arizona team.
Right, I think the idea is, like, if you want to play the exactas and you want to play the McCarthy 3 exactas, like, let's say you see the price moving and you go, well, how else could I play this? And I had someone reach out, I think in the first hour of the show, saying, hey, I know you mentioned McCarthy's under has moved. Well, at one other sports book, it's still minus 125, minus 130. This is what I'm talking about, where like it'll start at these like kind of offshore sports books that allow rebets that take a little bit more money, and that'll get to the domestics, but it won't get there immediately, and it won't get to all of the domestics immediately. So a lot of this can be, like if you're so inclined and you want to bet this way, can just be kind of like price grabbing. Now, sportsbooks probably aren't going to really like it when you do that, and there might be repercussions to doing that, but like if you want to bet like the stale draft stuff that doesn't move, I mean, there's like at the start of the show, McCarthy's minus 240 at the offshore, and he's minus 125 at a domestic. Like, easy to see how there's a good bet there, or you can bet both sides because it's information driven and you don't really know what's going on. So just like want to throw that out there too. I agree with you though, in the McCarthy exactas where he goes 3rd, like who do you want to have 4th? May is a really appealing answer to that, as opposed to a receiver, with the idea being there would just be so much appetite to not get scooped for the 4th quarterback. And it is Drake May too, like a guy who is really highly regarded coming into the draft. Like a McCarthy slip seems a little more likely than a May slip, even based on what some smart, this isn't me, like Eric Eager comes on and says the same thing.
And just to play this out, if you wanted just at a big price, again, if we're assuming McCarthy's going to be the 3rd pick, play it out where Arizona stands pat and takes a receiver, you'd want to do Neighbors ahead of Harrison, right? Just to get the bigger price. Neighbors
just
would be the receiver there.
Yeah, just like it can be Harrison, but no one, there's enough uncertainty and no one seems to know. Neighbors for a couple bucks. And like, imagine, I mean, if McCarthy goes 3rd, your wait for the 4th overall pick, I mean, that's one of the great 10 minutes of your life, your week, your month, you know, like waiting to see if that comes in. I know that, I think that exacta, because I think I bet it this morning, when I bet it was like a 200 to 1 or 175 to 1, something like that, something outrageous, just for a couple bucks. Again, just like play the stuff no one knows yet. Like just, I think Daniels too, like I'm kind of in between on that. I think I'm more onto the 3rd pick.
We'll get to a little more NFL draft coming up next hour on the show. But on the other side, we turn our attention to betting the NBA playoffs. The great Matt Moore from the Action Network joins Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the Bet.